F.
G.
Q.
Calgary.
I would love to introduce you all to the future.
Okay.
Hi, Dave Matthews here.
Hi, this is David Byrne.
Hi, this is Gwen Stefani from No Doubt.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3, The Edge.
Cause you're hotter than the sun, and you're better.
Alternative.
Yeah.
again for? Hey, what are you guys doing over there?
107.3, The Edge.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
It's iconic.
Very famous and popular.
Don't you forget about me.
If it makes you happy.
It's the station you've been looking for, but just couldn't find.
Yep, I found it. It was behind the couch.
Jesus. Calgary's
reach out and touch me.
Iconic alternative.
Your social media is getting boring. Follow us. We'll give you kitten memes. Kitten memes that rock.
The home of adorable kitten memes.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Yeah. Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. in the coffin's gone wrestling.
Bearnaise, don't get saucy with me.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
So
this one out of our trough of cool tunes.
More nonstop music.
Thanks, cool guy.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what? Stealing their father's and grandfather's flannel shirts since 1991. This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Spin, sip, and savor the deals every day at Cowboys Casino. Try the new happy hour menu featuring mouth-watering dishes and refreshing drinks at a great price. Serve daily at Center Bar and Eatery from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eat, drink, play Cowboys Casino. Please enjoy responsibly.
My name's Jason, and I said yes to the Capital One Smart Rewards MasterCard because I get rewarded for paying down my card balance. It's pretty amazing. I can then use my points towards gift cards, which are perfect gifts for my niece and nephew. They'd love some new fall outfits, and I know my sister would appreciate it too.
Get rewarded with the Capital One Smart Rewards MasterCard. Visit CapitalOne.ca for more details. You've got this, we've got you.
Watching your kids go off to college is tough,
Mom. But what to do with their old room is easy.
Mom.
Pack her up and store it while they're away with Sentinel Storage.
Mom, where's my bed?
You mean my new office.
Need extra space at home? You need Sentinel Storage. Canada's number one storage solutions. Perfectly sized units to store everything for the extra space you need. Sentinel Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Details at sentinelstorage.ca.
Go Stamps Go! 107.3 The Edge is Calgary Stampeders Radio. Brought to you by Country Hills Toyota. The Toyota Giant needs your trade-in. Get up to 130% of market value at your Toyota Giant, Country Hills Toyota.
Experience building a new estate home in an established community with Shane Homes. Your custom home is waiting in Aspen Spring Estates. Starting at $1.146 million, enjoy the comforts of a new designer home in an amenity-rich area. From shopping to nature hikes or just spending quality family time. Aspen Spring Estates is just a short distance away from all the necessities of life. Learn more at ShaneHomes.com. Shane Homes, the better way to build.
Here's Alan Cross, who, and I quote, knows every single thing about music. That's a note from his mom.
The ongoing history of new music is coming to the edge. This is a radio show that's been running for over 30 years. We're going to start with a series on the radio detailing the entire, complete history of iconic alternative music. Join me for the ongoing history of new music, Sundays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m.
Starting a non-specific amount of non-stop music.
Would you like to know more?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
We'll be right back.
1073 The Edge.
From the Retro Bin.
1987.
Now I do 3 sets, but 15 reps. And then...
Can you play some music already?
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative. Another Canadian artist.
Oh, Canada. This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Talk. world's going crazy.
Crazy.
Why don't you listen to some music?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Last time I talked to you, you were lonely and out of place. You were looking down on me, lost out in space. Laid underneath the stars, strung out and feeling brave. Watch the red orange glow, watch it float away. Garbage and city lights. I'm gonna save your tired soul. I'm gonna save our lives. I turned on the radio to find you on satellite. I'm waiting for the sky to fall. I'm waiting for a sign. And all we are is all so far.
Hi, this is Robert Smith of The Cure.
Hi, this is Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
In the middle 1970s, Britain was a mess. Like the rest of the West, the country was blindsided by the Arab oil embargo. It was a recession that just would not end. And to make matters worse, everybody seemed to be going on strike, from coal miners to gravediggers. Unemployment was high, especially amongst young people. The once mighty British Empire was in big trouble. There was a sense that it was all over, done. There was no future. Complicating this was the class system. Those at the top, including the monarchy, just kept on doing whatever they wanted to do, while everyone else well, let them eat cake, essentially. Now, I know I'm getting my countries and monarchies mixed up, but you get the point here. Something had to blow, especially with young people. And when it did blow, it blew up real good.
The second point I'd like to make is that there is a genuine social point to punk rock.
You're joking.
This is The Complete History of Alt-Rock, Chapter 4.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
You really feel quite violently about the way that the old rock scene was put together.
Yeah, it's awful.
As a kid, he was shy, but he's grown up, you know. I wouldn't say he's quite as shy now as what he was, you know.
I'm going to steal every penny I can out of this country. And then quit.
Well, the media backlash then.
No, it means like some people like it. Means that a lot of people have bought it. What was good was they bought the record before the journalists had a chance to review it. Now, this I like, because I'd like to see the music press blown up in the morning.
He's always been interested in music records and, you know, even when he was young, yes, when he was little and that.
What does that sound like?
I'm afraid if people treat us like an antique, then they can go to hell, because that ain't what it's about.